Welcome to the Medicine Show. A variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter, hopefully some insight. I'm Jason Lawrence in our house. DJ CeeLo is not here tonight, but visiting us from last week is percussionist Greg Samick. Our guests include Toque Flamenco y Ari Neufeld. I said that backwards like you were the Spanish guest. So we got Toque Flamenco and Ari Neufeld on CITR.ca 101.9 FM in Vancouver from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land. Vancouver is founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. And we have a visitor popping in the studio. What's going on, Kelly? Is there an emergency going on? All right. Tonight's prescription is let the music heal you. Listen from an alternative perspective, like it's a treat, something new. Listen for the emotion of the artist who poured out their feelings into this music and is sharing a special place that is within the human spirit, accessible to you now, in this moment. Let it in. Breathe in deep and imagine the sound changing your very essence of who you are, enlightening your basic wisdom. That is the one connection with the artist's heart. This is the collective consciousness that is you. Not wanting, but needing because of love to support each other, the music is calling you to realize your part of this love, which, as we nourish it, it nurtures us as a community, as a whole. This beat was meant just for this. These tones are felt and played to encourage you. You're listening to John Lee Hooker and Carlos Santana with the Blues Healer. Next up, we're going to be listening to some Shane Williams, and we'll be back with our guests Ari Neufeld and Toque Flamenco in just a moment. Heal me, heal you. Oh, yeah. All right. Excuse me. John Lee Hooker in Santana. All right, we're back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. And we have Ari Neufeld in the studio now. Whoops. Ari Neufeld plays with added percussion, elements of electric and acoustic guitar, piano, banjo, ukulele, and harmonica. He has lived and worked and performed internationally and shared the stage with musical giants. Neufeld is recently transplanted to Vancouver, actively touring with his one-man band show around Western Canada. After 3 years of working with a musical development project in Austin, Texas, he scoops and stomps on a little wooden box he found in his grandfather's tool shed. He makes melodies with his tongue, teeth, and lips. Welcome back, Medicine Show family member Ari Neufeld. How you doing, Ari? You're on.
Am I on? Is there any way you could heat up the cans for me a little bit?
Or do I got to do that?
Heat up the cans.
Wow, am I going deaf? Hey, everybody. Hey,
all
Jason.
All right, Neufeld. How you doing?
It's so good to be here with you, sir.
No, I can hear the rattling. And he's all done up with, he's standing on a box. He's got trinkety, rattly things on his feet. So ready for the one-man show and a banjo in his hand.
Yeah, that's right. I have a banjo, and I think I might have performed with it last time I was here, no? For a song or two?
Yeah, I mean, you've done ukulele, and you've done the... Well, don't ask me to recall things now.
Yeah, I felt exactly this. I was like, I don't want to repeat myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't really remember, because, again, I think it was midnight that I started playing. And tonight's no different. I just finished a big show, and...
That's right. You just came from a show. Where were you playing?
I was being Sonic Wallpaper at the Pacific Rim Fairmont Hotel.
Ah, yes, this gig. Yeah. What an amazing gig.
It's a great gig. Friday nights are very loud. They're very busy. And tonight the monitors decided not to work. So.
And we're talking the Fairmont waterfront.
Yeah, I could hear
what a gig. I'm still stuck on the title.
I could hear Pac Rim. Okay, so I'm gonna attempt to play my little banjo here. I've always thought of the banjo, Jason. I've always thought of.
I'm listening. I'm here.
I've always thought.
Don't mind me. I'm texting.
No, thought of the banjo. He is actually.
No, I'm getting ready to take a picture of you on that thing.
Okay.
He's standing on a box.
You still have it on mute.
Yes, I do. Okay, we're ready for this show. It's on mute.
Interesting.
So I can
the
take
only thing I can
without it going
really
click.
Hear in my cans is my creaking wooden box. Anyway, banjo, it's more of a drum, I think, than it is a guitar.
Yeah, you know, it's got a skin on the front of it, so it is like a drum.
It's like a snare that you can... So I'm going to... Here.
Okay.
Comes, I'm as still as a well. I hunker down here, put my ear to the shell. Ruby throne and sapphire crown, would have missed it if I didn't slow down. Falling star, lightning rod, the life of a child is old as God. Moving like light, never touching the ground. Would have missed it if I didn't slow down. I'm bird hum in the morning light, fill up these seconds with the song of flight. La da 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 da. Sound okay?
I'm going to do another sound check. Yeah,
well, hold your hand open if you don't shoot, die. Buzzing with sweet balls. shoulder, the hummingbird flies, moving like light, never touching the ground. Would have missed it if it didn't slow down. Burning like clouds in the sun, would have missed it if it didn't slow down. Hummingbird, morning light, fill up these seconds with the song of flight. La da 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 fill up these seconds with the song of flight. La-da-da-da-da-da-da. La-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. 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 La da 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 da.
All right, Ari Neufeld. Very nice. We're going to come back after this break. We're going to listen to some Shane Williams, What I Am Worth. We'll be right back on The Medicine Show.
I know it'll all work out. I know there's a lot to talk about. I know there's a lot to live without. But I know I need you right now. Everybody's talking fast, he's not losing class. Wanna try to find the reason why we're all gonna turn back. I never thought I knew I would, only now I knew I should. And I can't lose it, I don't choose it. Oh no. Oh Lord. Oh no. I ain't complaining now, I'm just out standing by, getting high, losing time, thinking everything's gonna be alright. I ain't feeling that out, I'm just gonna burn on out, roll on out, jerk it out, see where I am in life right now. I know it'll all work out. I know there's a lot to live without. I know there's a lot to talk about. But I know I need you right now. I know I'm not a man yet, just another silly boy thinks he has it. He's planned it, the grand world impacted. Babe, it's a risk I know, yeah. And I'm all alone, maybe I'll smoke some dope to choke on hope to find the truth to help me cope. I know I am. I'll be your man, I swear. Mom, I won't let you down, no, I won't. Cause I know I'm worth something.
Oh, wow. Shane Williams, who is also a Medicine Show family member because he has played on the Medicine Show. And, well, so has Ari Neufeld, and he's here with us. So I just want to know about this musical development project in Austin, Texas, that you were part of. What was that like?
Oh, well, it was very eye-opening. I had a gentleman came to a wine pairing dinner that I performed at, honestly, one of the smallest gigs I've ever agreed to, at this little deli in Summerland, British Columbia, and he was one of seven guests invited, and he really took a shine to me, and he happened to be making a lot of money at the time, and he said, I'd like to invest in you. I've always been searching for a musician that I could invest in, and Austin, where I live, is a hub for live music, and I want to bring you down. So he kind of took it as far as we could go, financing my whole trip down there and getting involved with a lot of different institutions. And generally the word on the street about me in Austin, because we really broke down a lot of doors.
Give us the lowdown.
Am I saying too much?
No, I'm listening. I'm multitasking here. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I played in some incredible rooms. I mean, obviously having somebody with some money can expedite things like visas and good venues and that. So anyway, I was down there and recorded a record, and then my investor lost his fortune, and I followed suit.
So that was the musical development project.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's okay. You know, hey, that's quite an experience, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know,
it's not everything always
everything
turns
is,
out.
Jason.
What? Well, this is the thing. I mean, it's not always turning out.
No, it was a really good thing. It was a really incredible idea, and I learned a lot from the whole experience. But essentially, the issue on the street with Ari Neufeld was that there was a very difficult. Anybody that was involved in marketing had a really difficult idea of how to market me, because, well, essentially, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm just.
You're expressing yourself without a classification or genre. How dare you?
Yeah.
You need to be put into one of those boxes they talk about.
Well, I think it's like I'm just a bit of an experimental chef.
Well, make the stew, man.
And every once in a while, I mean, you're going to go have dinner with the experimental chef and be like, dude, dried cuttlefish?
Oh.
Why is that? Why are we doing this?
Well, let's listen to another song. How about that? Since we don't have to talk about dried cuttlefish. It's so fishy.
So this is a little tune I wrote when I was down in Austin. And it hasn't been released yet.
What's it called?
It's called Wind is the Captain.
Ari Neufeld.
Blue lotus floats soft caress. Is the banks of the Nile for miles. She makes nest by sand and mossy grass beneath the towering mass of the sea. Wind is the captain, her currents wind like road, snaking through the desert road. she's drifting with. Ever after, she's drifting with.
I got you.
Am I being too dynamic?
No, but I kind of have to make it doesn't so it doesn't feedback or distort. Keep going, man. It's beautiful.
What kind of cues wielded wild by hand? The kind the sun has healed and no man. She bends down by bulrush and mossy ground, her tender feet. Captain, recurrent twilight crows, snaking through the desert.
Thank you, Ari Neufeld. All right. We're actually going to take a break, and we'll be right back after
Thank you,
this
Jason.
Moment. Absolutely. Medicine Show, Ari Neufeld.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion.
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
I think the news midweek, when the midweek news broke that Teo Dezo wasn't going to be playing in this game.
Growing sport, and to do it on a university campus with an educational message behind it.
They'll be facing off against all the big teams from all the other conferences and the nationals.
Want to be a CITR sports broadcaster? Looking for a cool way to get involved in UBC sports? Then email sports101@citr.ca or come by our station in the Nest to find out more. See you soon.
We are back on the Medicine Show. On the Medicine Show, babies. And Ari Neufeld is here with us, tuning up his guitar. We're all just too happy and shiny. Greg, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
We can barely hear you over in the corner.
I'm doing really well.
Excellent. Greg Samick was here last week playing the thumb harp and teaching us about the art of listening, kalimba, the art of listening and patience with the 30 beats per minute.
That's right.
And he's a big fan of music therapy. Hopefully he's going to be joining us quite a bit in the future. So, how's it going, Ari?
Awesome.
Should we put on another song?
No. I'm ready.
It's okay. We're all about the love and patience and all that stuff. Even have all those people waiting out there. I'm just kidding.
I wanted to share a song that I learned when I was in Texas. There was a lot of earnest musicians making noise out there, and I learned some really powerful covers while I was over there, and I learned to kind of try and find my voice. So I'm here in Vancouver. I mostly play primarily in standard kind of wallpaper gigs, and my job is to essentially keep people there because they feel neither here nor there as far as the music goes. And so you have to keep it somewhat familiar, and you also have to not lose yourself or let your soul die in the midst of it. So I've been doing kind of a flourish of more or less obscure covers, Canadiana, Americana sort of music. And
Do some of your fans think that you wrote them just because they it's great, Ari Neufeld.
Yeah, but generally my fans don't show up to these shows. Thank God.
Okay, all right.
I make new fans there, and it's been really great. I'm not poo-pooing on the whole idea, but for instance, like I mentioned, the Pacific Rim Fairmont Hotel was that's a tough haul to just blend in with the marble walls and pretend like it's not painful because you can't hear yourself. I could literally hear the table in front of me's conversation better than I could hear myself, which is just perfect.
But you said the monitors were broken, right?
Yeah.
So that was just bad luck. Does that always happen? I mean, is that like, do you end up actually in these types of gigs often having bad sound?
Well, sometimes, and the reason being, I'm the sound guy.
Oh,
you get it?
We can't. Yeah, I get it. I don't even want to say anything yet.
Anyway, all that to say, this is a
song. It's just I wish that we could all afford really big, brand new equipment that was really good. You know what I mean? It's a shame what the economy has unafforded the artist, especially as of late.
Which is ironic to say because the Fairmont actually has the most expensive sound gear in Vancouver. Sorry.
Yeah.
Not in Canada.
What are they, PSAV? Never mind the marks, sorry.
I know that the sound system is worth over $500,000.
Yeah. Ow!
Because it goes throughout the entire lobby. And I know that their piano is custom built for $250,000.
Hey, so you can get this recipe on your website for breakfast clouds on arineufeld.com. So Ari Neufeld is ARINEUFELD.com/art. Tell us about the breakfast clouds. That sounds like an adventurous dish.
I made 9 of them this morning. It's kind of a combination of growing up with a dad who only had a couple recipes in his back pocket and Dutch friends, and we've just perfected the crepe over the years. I've made a minimum of a dozen crepes every week of my life since I was about 16 now. So I can't do the math right now.
Well, okay, Ari's claim to fame is cooking crepes for a halftime show during a concert of 150 plus attendees.
Did it live.
He created his batter and cooked 200 crepes live on 4 pans from the stage, serving everyone at the show within 30 minutes. Mr. Crepes. You got a new nickname, Mr. Crepes.
Yeah, the only thing I forgot to hire for the event was the cheerleading squad. I didn't, like, nobody seemed to appreciate how incredibly effed up that was of me to do.
I'm just thinking of it, and I used to say, I made up this saying of chaos, and I said, it's like monkeys making pancakes, right? And then I can see you in this image of my mind running around on a stage cooking for a bunch of musicians. Is this what happened?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Woohoo! Pancakes everywhere.
So this is a song I picked up when I was in Texas, Jason.
Oh, this is the cover.
This is a cover, yeah. This is by Jackson Browne.
Barricades of Heaven?
And the reason I wanted to share it was because every time I play this song, it's medicine to me. And the rumor has it Jackson wrote it in his teens, which is a kind of a powerful statement in and of itself. Because to me, it's my favorite song by the guy. And I think of America, and that fills me with joy and sorrow.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Running down the town along the shore. I was 16 and on my own. No, I couldn't tell you what the hell those breaks were for. I was just trying to find my song. And Jimmy found his sound, he won the sweet guitar. We piled into the van and played. We became the paradox that bear the rouge et noir. Stretch of road running to L.A. Pages turned in, pages we were used from learning. Straight into the night, our hearts were flung. Better bring your own redemption when you come. To the barricade of heaven where I'm from. Ooh, yeah. Oh, the world was shining from those hills. Stars above and the lights below. Among them those to test their fortunes and their will. And I lost track of the score long ago. Pages turning, pages torn out, pages burning. Straight into the night our hearts will flung. Better bring your own redemption when you come to the barricade of heaven where I'm from.
comes to me at night. The voices of my friends. Your faith is bathing me in light. A hope that never ends. Pages turning, pages we were years from learning. Straight into the night, our hearts were flung. Better bring redemption when you come to the barricade of heaven where I'm from. Better bring your own redemption when you come to the barricade of heaven where I'm from. To the barricade of heaven where I'm from. To the barricade of heaven where I'm from.
I feel I should almost clap, but I think it's wonderful. Thank you, Ari Neufeld.
My pleasure, Jason.
Once again.
Jackson Brown, by the way.
Jackson Brown, mother truckers, because I don't swear. I say truck. We'll be right back. Madison Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds big, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds big, and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds big, and we're...
You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
We are back on the Medicine Show. We're back with Ari Neufeld. Ari?
Jason?
Yes. Say that again. Say my name. Say my name.
Jason.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, you do have social media outlet for information. There's no AriNeufeld.com.
Yes. There is that.
I can't hear you enough. Go ahead again. Try again.
Yeah. I know you keep...
That was playing. When you were singing really loud. I had to like be the sound police.
Sorry. I would just like to apologize on my behalf for Jason Lawrence and his
and the crazy medicine
ineptitude.
What? You didn't like
mixing
the sound?
at mixing a full body.
Our DJ CeeLo is not here tonight. I'll try and cue up a song on his behalf.
And also, I think I mentioned it before. I'm already like, I'm a broken down man on a Halifax beer right now.
Okay.
Anyway, social media. RANeufeld.com is a good place to start. But also Facebook. I'm pretty prompt at responding to people and directing them towards what I'm doing. My gigs are kind of month to month right now, but in the summer there's going to be some festivals and whatnot, and Facebook is a good social hub for that. But what I really want to promote is Instagram. I think that that is my kind of most visual description of what's happening in my life right now, and when and where I am, and some of my little I don't know.
That's your thing. You do Instagram a lot.
Yeah.
Let people just pour out your heart on Instagram. Well,
I like that with Instagram. You can describe something without having to use a lot of words.
Like pictures, like hieroglyphics using pictures.
Yeah. I hate it too, but like, I mean, it's part of the tidal wave that we're in. And, I think it's a very effective tool in that, like music, a picture can speak for itself to people in all kinds of different ways.
And why should we not be challenging people's minds and, you know, sort of encouraging people to use the medicine show wheel philosophy in their lives and encouraging them to use their brain and their emotions and their body? You know, I think it's one of the good steps.
Yeah. And like today, for instance, I posted a photo on Instagram of hashtag Indian food porn. Indian food porn.
Porn?
Well, food porn.
Food porn. Oh, yeah. Wow.
So it was a plate.
Wow, man.
Yeah, I know. I think I just crept through a loophole in the censorship program here at UBC.
That's okay. I did want to promote one last thing for you, is that if anybody wants to hear more of this lovely voice, I think you should, well, wonderful voice, they should check out on YouTube. There, just look up We Should Be Growing and just like melt into the song. It's one of my very favorites. We Should Be Growing by Ari Neufeld. Sorry.
Thank you, Jason.
Absolutely. We're going to come back with Toque Flamenco in a few minutes. Got any shout-outs before we say goodnight?
I think that's about it.
Shout-outs, babies.
Hey, everybody.
All right. All right. We'll be back in
I'd
just
like to
a
make
minute.
A shout-out to Jason for pursuing me after all this time.
And I will keep on saying welcome back and come back to the Medicine Show.
Thank you, sir. I hope to be 10 times the man I am tonight.
Well, hey, I loved it. We'll be back in just a moment with Toque Flamenco. We're going to go into Easy Boys Gang, which is CeeLo, our DJ. He has just released this. It's also on YouTube. It's called 1998 Toyota. So actually, you're supposed to pronounce it 1998 Toyota. Here we go. We'll be right back on CITR Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. This is CeeLo and the Easy Boys Gang.
Toyota， 它是 Corolla， 来自 1998， 它有电动的车窗，还有低速巡航，每周只加油站加满50升的油箱，然后rollback， 音乐开大，我和我的女孩在副驾上rollup，我的女孩她也来自 1998，每次车搭回家她都披着头发，Yeah no I like me， 我不喜欢她家，这个排气，每次遇到堵车她不担心，她不说好我不说好，我们心急如急，我们一起往窗外扔烟头，也许被风吹回来烫到手，她会大笑，我会停到路口，她会闭眼，Then let's go。1998 Toyota. I got a 1998 Toyota. 1998 Toyota. I got a 1998 Toyota. I
哥们，1998 Toyota 歪着雨天路滑拉手刹，打开 Overdrive 二档提前转，我的女孩从来不会嫌我开的慢、哦、于是我们向着夕阳开，她会眯起眼睛扭头看空跳站牌，我不打岔看她成色全高，车后座上紧紧躺着她的双肩书包，我喜欢她的样子，1998的她住在1958的巷子，多么巧合的相似，她只爱坐我的 Toyota。 Then let's bounce bounce， 哪里你没去过我带你去，动物园看骆驼，电影院看戏剧，你坐我右手别抱雨都不怕，可在干嘛那天那天 8 Toyota 1998 Toyota。
Toyota. All right. That was the Easy Boys Gang featuring our DJ CeeLo. And so we're playing it in honor of the fact that he couldn't be here with us tonight. But working on some good stuff for the future. And we have Toque Flamenco in the house. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Hello. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. Toque Flamenco is a local trio with global influences. So we have Pedro Mole.
Pedro Mole.
How do you say Pepe?
Pedro.
Pedro Mole. And he's a flamenco guitarist, studied in Canada and in Spain, has been a regular at the Kino Cafe since the beginning, and playing flamenco for over 20 years. Is all that correct?
Sí.
Por supuesto. Mario Sota, flamenco Hello. Singer and percussionist, sound engineer, music producer, also studied in Spain. He is going to be playing some guitar with us as well.
Yeah.
And singing. And Mario grew up surrounded by a family of musicians and played several instruments and is now learning flamenco dancing. He has played in Tambura Rasa.
Yes.
Tambura Rasa, as well as old friends Alex Alegría's Los Dorados. The mariachi band in these parts. He's the guy, man. Okay, so we also have Mary Lou Vallejo.
That's right.
La Peque. La Peque. She is a flamenco dancer, Las Palmas, and percussion. She started her professional flamenco training at the very young age of 10 and has been doing so in both Spain and in Mexico, and she has never stopped dancing since. And so we want to know about those palmas. That's clapping, right?
Yes. That's it, yeah.
From the word palm. I got my palm in my hand. Okay, right on. Very, very wonderful. Let's. Why don't we go right into a song and we can say hello afterwards.
Vamos ya, pues, y Villena. Mi guitarra está cansada. Cansadita del camino, cansadita del camino, mi guitarra está cansada, cansadita del camino, mi guitarra está cansada, cansadita del camino. calzadita del camino, está llenita de polvo, salpicones de vino, está llenita de polvo, salpicones de vino. Y como por diosero, voy haciendo el camino, voy haciendo el camino, y es porque te quiero, digo sí, asá. Vamos, male, vamos allá, asá. Si con el pensamiento se caminará, se caminará. Si con el pensamiento ahí se caminará, si con el pensamiento se caminará, se caminará. ¿Cuántas veces al día contigo hablará? ¿Cuántas veces al día contigo hablará? Pero es mentira que con el pensamiento, ay, pero es mentira que con el pensamiento no se camina. Así toma, mamá, toma, flamenco. Guitarra, dímelo tú, dímelo con tu sonido, dímelo con tu sonido. Guitarra, dímelo tú, dímelo con tu sonido. Guitarra, dímelo tú, dímelo con tu sonido, dímelo con tu sonido. Porque está sola la Virgen cuando termina el rocío, porque está sola la Virgen cuando termina el rocío. Como un pordiosero, voy haciendo el camino, voy haciendo el camino, y es porque te quiero, Rocío. Así toma, mamá, la de. Toma. Palito si la ve en Prado Verde, en Prado Verde, un pájaro picaba. En Prado Verde, un pájaro picaba. Y en Prados Verde, en Prados Verde, con la pata en el agua, y de sed se muere. Con la pata en el agua, de sed se muere. ¡Mamá! ¿Por qué no alcanza de dónde tiene? ¿Por qué no alcanza? ¿De dónde tiene su esperanza?
Woo!
Thank you.
Okay. Excuse my pause. I just had to get that on video. Hopefully we can get that up on the internet. Love it. All right, guys. Okay, so Peter, your training started at McGill University and followed by Sevilla, Spain, and Juarez? How do you say that?
Jerez
de la Frontera.
Yeah.
You can lift that up a little bit so you can talk to us. That's okay. Good. Perfect. Yeah. So what do you notice a big difference between the styles in Spain and down south, say in Mexico and in Latin America?
Well,
for flamenco?
Flamenco, playing flamenco is very specific. There's specific technique that you have to play. Otherwise, it sounds like, in most cases, it sounds like a classical guitarist sort of playing flamenco, which is very light. It's not percussive. It's not sort of has this aggressive kind of sound, a really firm sound that you have to do. And you have to have a flamenco guitar. It's going to Spain is sort of imperative. A lot of people play, and you can see on the internet, there's loads of stuff, but you can tell the people that actually play real flamenco.
From Spain,
yes. There are styles from different towns, for sure.
Okay, and Mario, where are you from?
From Mexico.
¿Qué parte?
De Puebla.
Okay, so do you notice a big difference in flamenco from this side of the pond to the other side of the, like in Sevilla? Do you notice a big difference in, like, I assume that there's sort of different, like, a different style, but also a sort of a sense of pride for the different styles.
Definitely, yeah. It's totally. It's very different. I think so, but you can enjoy whatever you
Okay. Yeah. I want to know, were you on that last tour with Los Dorados? I don't remember seeing you at the Vogue. Were you there?
The Mariachi Los Dorados?
Yeah. Were you there? Just last summer. They played the Vogue.
I don't remember. Oh, the Vogue with Big Sugar? We were playing with Big Sugar.
Okay, no. This one was the I know. I should be phrasing this question right. It's the Canadian Mariachi Festival.
Last summer he was in Spain, so I don't think so.
Okay, all right. It takes care of that, doesn't it? Right on. Okay, well, and I want to know from you specifically, Mary Lou, about the Palmas. Do you know about like how many beats per minute that clapping goes with, specifically like maybe your style? How fast are you guys getting going? Because I mean, like, that's crazy. Is
per
it like
minute? No, per minute.
Okay, that's okay. We were discussing, this gentleman does music at 30 beats per minute, which is like.
Exactly. Yeah, probably like 2,000. I don't know. When it's fast, it's fast.
It's over 180. It's like
check it. Okay.
220 or something.
And the uneducated person, which I have, you know, discussed this with other people, and I'm not alone on this, and I thought I may have been, but apparently not. When you clap, does the person next to you clap in between your claps?
Yes.
Yes.
So in flamenco, that's called like contras, which would be like the counterbeat, I guess.
Yes.
So the more palmeros you have around you, the better, because then you can do all sorts of things, not only contras, but you can do like syncopados and, you know, things in between the beat and the counterbeat, and then in between the counterbeat and the next beat. And
okay, do they ever do like thirds too and stuff?
I guess you can do everything you want as long as there's a steady rhythm going on, you know? So if everyone starts going chaotic, then no.
Just sounds like an audience.
Same song, it's good. Okay.
No mariachi and flamenco, no mixing.
No. Okay. Well, that sounds great. How about another song? What was? I'm sorry. May I ask, what was the name of the last song?
Sevillanas. Sevillanas. It's not a song. It's a style. It's a music style. You know,
like pop. Yes.
We'll get it later. It's okay. I thought I'd try and catch that one, but we could take care of it later.
Corazón loco, no te puedo comprender, ni ellas tampoco. Yo no me puedo explicar cómo la puedes amar tan tranquilamente. Y no te puedo comprender cómo se puede querer dos mujeres a la vez. Y no es algo loco, merezco una explicación porque es imposible seguir con las dos. Aquí va mi explicación, a mí me llaman sin razón, corazón loco. Uno es el amor sagrado, complemento de mi vida y esposa y amante a la vida. Otro es el amor materno, complemento de mi alma y a quien no renuncié. Y ahora ya puedes saber cómo se puede querer dos mujeres a la vez. Y no es solo como mamá llamaré.
no te puedo comprender, corazón loco, no te puedo comprender, y ella tampoco. Yo no me puedo explicar cómo la puedes amar tan tranquilamente, y no te puedo comprender cómo se puede querer con mujeres a la vez.
Toque Flamenco, thank you very much. Excellent. You know, Ari Neufeld's leaving. Bye, Ari. All right. Toque Flamenco is dressed up very beautifully. Everybody's, I feel like I'm in summer in Spain in this room. It sure feels like it with the heat in here, eh?
Oh, my goodness.
Need a glass of sangria.
Ah, Jess, Jess.
Jess.
Jess, of course. Juicy, I do not like the word juicy. But you see, this is a special moment.
I understand.
Thank you very, very much. Your friend. Okay, Peter's wearing a very light, white, flowing shirt. Looks very Spanish. Mario's dressed up in a black jacket and a nice hat, and Mary Lou has just got the most wonderful bufanda and all kinds of draping. You look like Stevie Nicks from Spain. Younger, sorry. But, you know, she's got that. She's like wearing a shawl that's like, you know. Anyway, very, very beautiful, I wanted to say. And you guys got some gigs coming up, right?
Want to invite everyone in Vancouver to join us every Wednesday and Saturday night at the Kino, which is located on Cambian 18th. Then every Sunday at Cabrito on Commercial and 7th, and every first Friday of the month at the Main on Main and 26th. So the next time at the Main will be April 1st.
All right. And speaking of which, I'll give my brother a plug. He plays Brent Lawrence. He's playing out at the Cottage Bistro on Main Street on a regular occasion. I just saw that posted on Facebook, and I'm thinking, Brent, why did you not tell me? You got a brother who's got a radio show, man. Anyway, love him. He's a great bass, great, really authentic blues slide player as well. So and that just came to mind because you said Main Street, and that's they're in the same neighborhood. Have you guys heard of the Cottage Bistro? I guess so. Everybody probably has in this community. I'm a little slow. I didn't find out till my brother's came all tonight. Anyway, lots of love to him. And so, how are you guys doing?
Great.
Feeling you guys great. Got any shout-outs to anybody special that might be listening? I don't want to, you know, we don't want to miss somebody, but is there someone that you
don't want to? Yeah, my sister might be listening. She's also a flamenco dancer. Carolina. Yay.
Carolina, mucho gusto. Okay, so how about another song right away?
Awesome.
Vaya un poquito por la alegría. Vaya, ole. ¡Echa! Calofrío a mí me da, la serie
de los bancos que cuando dice hay que sepan a la sirena. A de los bancos que cuando dice hay que sepan a ese sitio chiquitito de matando a pa' mi tazuga santa, pa' mi tazona. Si no salero prima yo que ya hay, si no es ley, no se mueve el maquinista, ay, es fogonero, pasa ahí.
Yes, of course.
Okay,
of course. I'm sorry, I didn't even queue up anything for our upcoming announcements. That's okay. So, you know, I'm just tempted to just let you guys play another song. Is that okay? Yeah. But if we just keep going, let it roll with it, babies.
Loving it.
Absolutely. Kelly, DJ Ray, who's got the drum and bass at 12:30 on the show coming up next, is in the studio with us. All right, hi, Kelly.
All right.
Capable.
Now, this time, Mario's going to join us on some guitar. And, you know I can write this down later, but can you guys say the name of this next song?
Al ladito de tu cama.
Ay!
Beside to your side.
And the instrument that Murray Lou is holding, it looks like binoculars, but I think it's shakers.
For salt,
too. How do you call them?
It's the salt and pepper.
The salt and pepper. I love it. Okay, let's give you some more volume for salt and pepper. And what was it at the La Cama K?
Alaito de tu cama.
Besides your bed.
Okay. Whose bed have your boots been under?
mi alma debatí con el sueño de estar junto a ti. Y la calma no quiere llegar, solo quiero estar contigo una vez más. Cuando me acuerdo de ti, se enloquece mis sentidos. Déjame fundirme en el aroma de tu piel. Cariño mío, dame solo una razón y me enfrento al mundo por los dos. Paso las noches en vela y vivo por una ilusión. ¿Fueron tu beso o fue la magia que habita en tu voz? La trampa del deseo que no me deja vivir sin tu amor. Dame el hábito en tu cama, que quiero soñar contigo. Estés al lado mío, dame el hábito en tu cama, que quiero soñar contigo, y que cuando me despierte tú estés al lado mío. Vamos allá, Pedro. Se me va cada noche y que se me vuelve a escapar. Y aunque quizás es mejor si me olvido de todo, si me olvido de ti, de tu amor, aunque me invente una vida, aunque sea la mentira, pero no puedo ni quiero vivir sin ti, porque te sigo amando. Así voy a ser. Dame el hábito en tu cama, que quiero soñar contigo, y que cuando me despierte tú estés al hábito mío. Dame el hábito en tu cama, que quiero soñar contigo, y que cuando me despierte sunlight on me.
In the house. Thank you, Toque Flamenco. Absolutely wonderful to have you guys in the house. We're going to actually take a break and we'll be right back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music, laughter on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on Coast Salish territory from Musqueam land. And we'll be right back.
Passionate, playful, and provocative storytelling. Theater at UBC's upcoming show, The Arabian Nights, by acclaimed playwright Mary Zimmerman, is being directed by Evan Frayne and running from March 17th to April the 2nd at the Frederick Wood Theater. The narrative centers around Scheherazade's tales told to King Shahryar in hopes that she may live another night. For 1001 nights.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
We're back on the Medicine Show. Yes. Yes, of course.
Yes, that'll be.
Hello, okay. My friend. My friend, we are here with Toque Flamenco. That is Mary Lou, Peter, and Mario on the vocals. And first of all, Mario, who's your favorite singer in the world?
In the world?
Do you have a... Yes. Yeah. Me too, at this moment. Yes, me too. So... What a voice. That's absolutely wonderful. And I know you've trained and trained and trained. And did you have to smoke a lot of cigarettes and drink a lot of whiskey to get that voice?
You should.
This is the medicine show. I'm just kidding, of course. Actually, Ari Neufeld was actually commenting on that, how that sometimes you can't, you need to really be yourself, even if that means, you know, relaxing in your own way and, you know, feeling comfortable. And sometimes... Some people require a shot of whiskey or tequila before a show.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean for everybody the same thing, because it doesn't always mix bad with everybody's blood. But let me just warn you, if it mixes bad with your blood, be wholesome and don't touch it. Mary Lou. Yeah, no, if the alcohol mixes bad with your blood, it can be quite a vice. And don't touch the blood and don't touch the alcohol, because vampiric blood is quite alcoholic, if any of that made sense. Okay, so have you ever found yourself, this is for Mary Lou, have you ever found yourself so into the dance that you almost lose yourself, like, you know, like in a trance or something? You like almost forget?
Like I forget what was the next thing I was going to do?
Almost, yeah. Like you just so in, usually at that point, I think you're gonna go and do what you're supposed to do anyway because you're so into it. But that feeling.
Yes, I felt that a few times. Yeah.
On stage. I saw Peter doing that a couple times tonight. It looked. If you weren't there, it sure looked like it.
You're either in there or you're not. It's like. It takes a lot of. It's
come again.
You have to just. It's hard not to be into it if you're not. Like you can't. Fake.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's really, I find it very
moving. A lot of people do, you know.
Yeah, I flamenco is so moving and it's so stirring. It's like nothing else.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I love to dance, and organic, natural expression of dancing. It can be such a buzz. So tell us, you were going to say about promotion there. You guys do... All sorts of, if you want to hire this band for your Christmas gig or your wedding, you had just better give these guys a call before they book up, because they do get booked up on special occasions. They do corporates, weddings, all kinds of stuff.
That's right. Yeah. So if you want to book us, like call 604-700-4451.
Say it again.
Or 604-700-4451 or
736-85554.
That was so quick. But anyway, you can always find Toque Flamenco.
On Facebook.
Spell Toque, because it's not what you might think.
It's T-O-Q-U-E.
That's Toque. And then Flamenco is Flamenco. So, and you can find...
Not Flamingo. Flamenco.
Fabulous.
Because people mix that up.
That's kind of funny. Silliness. Pure silliness. And so we're going to hear one more song from you guys and say goodnight. And then we're going to be coming up to the late night show with DJ Ray. What is the name of the song?
Well, it's a mix of Gypsy Kings.
Okay, like one of those like on like where they do a whole bunch of songs
Potpourri.
Or a couple.
Yeah, Margarita.
Potpourri.
Potpourri. Qué rico.
More like flamingo.
Flamingo.
Potpourri.
That's so exciting. Let's try it out.
That's it.
Yes.
Margarita. Yo te adoro. Margarita, yo te amo, Margarita. That was Toque Flamenco on the Medicine Show doing a lot of people's favorite, a montage of favorites. Okay, thanks everybody.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Absolutely.
Great.
And thanks, Greg. You've been so quiet. Come right in and say hi to the
Welcome.
People.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you. It's great to have everybody. Thanks, DJ Ray, for coming in here, saying hi.
Oh, yeah.
Come right in and say hi. The people miss you.
I love this kind of music anyway. So
bass and drum.
Thank you.
All right. Every Friday night from 11 to 12:30, The Medicine Show is broadcasting Healing Energy with live music and laughter on CITR 101.9 FM from unceded territory on Musqueam land. I'm Jason Lawrence. Let's give thanks. Thanks to the Maker. Thanks to Ari Neufeld. Thanks to Peter Mole, Mario Sota, and Mary Lou Baejo from Toque Flamenco.
Thank you.
Thanks to our DJ CeeLo. For bringing in 1998 Toyota. Our special thanks to special guest Greg Samick, and thanks to my parents. Thanks to everyone listening. Let us know your thoughts on Facebook, Twitter, and through our website, themedicineshow.ca. Here is a song to go out with. This is who we're listening to go out with. This is Cohen Kane and his strange collection of music. This is for Thank You for Coming Around Here. Cohen Kane is Medicine Show family member and past guest. He'll be on again. Have a great night, everybody. Stay tuned. DJ Ray and
Thank
the Late Night Show is coming up.
Around here. You make me feel I'm alive and I can handle my fears. Thank you for coming round here. Thank you for coming round here. You make me feel I'm alive and I can handle my fears.
Killed Cohen Kane. Who killed Cohen? Oh my God! It killed Cohen Kane.
So yeah.
That was brutal. Will we? You got some music for the people?
Yeah, I've got some announcements.